This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's conversion therapy ban went in front of the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday. At issue is whether licensed therapists can counsel minors to try to change their gender identity or sexual orientation. During the arguments, Colorado Solicitor General Shannon Stevenson said that the state has the right to regulate discredited or harmful medical practices.
People have been trying to do conversion therapy for 100 years with no record of success. There is no study, despite the fact that people tried to advance this practice, that has ever shown that it has any chance of being efficacious.
Opponents of the ban argue that it violates the free speech of therapists. CPR's Caitlin Kim was in the courtroom.
Several justices seemed skeptical of Colorado's ban.
That seems like viewpoint discrimination in the way we would normally understand viewpoint discrimination.
In other words, just because they're engaged in conduct doesn't mean that their words aren't protected.
Looks like blatant viewpoint discrimination.
So at its heart, this case is about something called strict scrutiny. Now, to an average listener like me, that can seem like Latin. But basically, it means that the state would have to prove it has a compelling interest in banning conversion therapy for minors by licensed therapists, and that it did it in the least restrictive way possible. Now, that's a really high bar to meet and would make it a lot more likely that the law is struck down.
CPR's Caitlin Kim reporting. Alliance Defending Freedom is the conservative legal group behind the challenge, and it has taken Colorado to the Supreme Court before. It's won victories for two Christian business owners who refused to take commissions for same-sex weddings. In this case, the Supreme Court will likely issue a ruling in the spring before the end of its term in June. This is CPR News and KRCC.